Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
Well, good evening to my special friends out there in cyberspace. This is C.J. Martas, and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, April 20th. I want to welcome you all for this edition of my show that I've entitled Healing Loss the Angel Way. I have a wonderful guest tonight. Her name is Vicki Julian. She's just a sweetheart, and I know you're going to love the story that she has to share. As I do every week, of course, I'll share that inspiring story and the much-anticipated angel message, and then we'll get to talk to Vicki about the angels in her life and what went on there. After that, I'll go to the phones to talk to some wonderful people. Remember that call-in number is 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers, I'm really sorry if I can't get to everybody. Well, I'm adding a little bit here before I get to the inspiring story. I've been getting prayer requests lately, so I'm asking you all to share the love that I know you have and create healing for Del Reynolds, who was recently diagnosed with cancer. And I just ask you all to see her healthy and whole again, and my prayers go to her family because it's a very difficult time. And also, please send your positive intentions to Llewellyn Philby, who's been experiencing just a great deal of pain in her hips and joints, and like many of us, she has to keep dealing with insurance companies that don't want to help her out. So let's send our prayers to those two ladies. Well, I'm very excited to get to my inspiring story. Not as excited as the message, but that's coming after. You know, many times I do this segment on my show, it's about regular folks behaving like angels, but this story is actually about divine intervention, and it really affected me so much when I saw it, because I'm a parent, and this is really something that could have been a parent's worst nightmare. So it's an amazing story. There's a couple that had a precious four-year-old little girl. And unlike most girls, she loved to play the drums. So the family decided to have an outing to a nearby music store so that she could play a little bit and so they could have some fun. Well, while they were at the store having that fun, you know, they had no idea that a catastrophe was about to happen. An SUV that was going approximately 90 miles an hour lost control and plowed into the wall of the store. To make matters far worse, the SUV hit the store at the exact spot where the little girl was seated at the drum set. Her parents had been watching her play. And it finally comes to a stop as it crashes through another wall and goes into the next store. So that gives you an idea of the kind of impact. So the entire ceiling above the little girl collapses basically in a matter of seconds. And so all there is a pile of rubble. And I really started crying as the mother's trying to describe what that was like. You know, she said it was very surreal. All she could see was a pile of debris on top of a flattened drum set, and she just knew her daughter was dead. So she said once she gathered her wits, she approached the area and said she was simply looking for maybe her daughter's feet sticking out from underneath the rubble. But she couldn't find any feet. And then after a couple minutes of just, of course, being in shock that this just happened right in front of their eyes, excuse me, little girl walks out from the opposite side of the store and says, "Well, I'm here, Mommy." And so, and it was just a small store. The parents were watching her play the drum set. Boom, the crash happens. When they asked the little girl later how she ended up on the other side of the store and not at the drums, she said, "Jesus saved me." She said he appeared right in front of her, reached out, took her hand, and moved her to the other side of the store. And I would, just such an incredible story. And I can only imagine what that little girl is going to do in her life. And they even showed pictures, and I'll put the YouTube video on the show page on Facebook so you can watch it for yourself. But they actually show the drum set, and it's just as if somebody pancaked the drum set. So thank goodness that Jesus was there to save her. So this week's angel message for April 20th. Here we go, guys. Dear ones, you'll learn more this week about the divine timing of the events in your life. You may often want things right now, or as you may say, yesterday, but there is much beauty in allowing things to unfold in the highest way possible. Your experiences this week will reflect to you a great deal about letting go of control over when you want to manifest certain things in your life. It's very easy to become impatient with the process of creation. So patience and understanding about divine timing will be crucial for you to flow with less resistance this week. The flow of manifestation in your life can be explained to you in the following way. When you align with your heart's desires, it is important to set your intention and then release it to the universe freely. Trust that whatever you need will be returned to you at the proper time. When you make plans too rigidly or are not flexible, you can actually block the creation from occurring. Do not attach yourselves to outcomes in a linear way. Linear time is really an illusion created from a human necessity to plan and mark time. Visualize the inner workings of the universe like a series of clock gears that interlocked while they move. It's now time to open up to greater divine possibilities rather than on fixed pathways. If you navigate the events in your life more flexibly, you will see the divine timing unfold all around you. Trust this process and be willing to let go of how things manifest or when they manifest. Set your focus on allowing things to unfold for you in proper divine timing. And as you also say, get out of your own way. So if you experience situations this week that you thought would go one direction for you but play out differently, do not give in to disappointment and suffering over this issue. Remind yourself that everything creates in divine timing. And open yourself fully to the manifestations of whatever is in your highest good. We are excited that so many of you are learning greater trust and faith in yourself right now. If you still feel that life is a struggle for you at this time, then allow us to help you with the fears that can get in your way. If you are feeling more of the divine flow daily, we are here to support more of this for you and celebrate this with love and laughter. As always, call upon us to assist you whenever it is necessary, and we shall be right there beside you. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. Well, I think that's a wonderful message all about divine timing. Sometimes we do have to get, I like the little sense of humor this week, you know, as you say, but sometimes we do have to get out of our, you know, out of the way of those things and just release them and have them come back to us. So that's a beautiful message. Well, without further ado, I would love to welcome Vicki Julian, my guest this evening. Hello, Vicki.
Welcome. Hello. How are you?
Well, I'm very good, and I so appreciate you coming, you know, on the show tonight. And just excited to have you be able to share with the listeners, you know, tonight about your story.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, it is my pleasure. You know, we had a chance to have a great discussion before, you know, tonight's show. And, you know, it was just incredible when you were sharing with me about your nearly, you know, 35-year marriage to your husband. Can you share with listeners before we get into details, you know, what was the relationship with your husband like for those many years?
Oh, certainly. Well, as I mentioned to you, we met in seventh grade, but our friendship really deepened the second semester of our freshman year at KU. We were in advanced English class together, and we were both dating other people, but we started spending a lot of time together on campus. And when those other relationships ended, we began dating in July, and I have to say that I almost canceled our first date. I was afraid that it would ruin a great friendship if the date didn't go well. Well, obviously it did go well. We dated 3.5 years before we were married, and Steve was truly my best friend and my soulmate. He could make me laugh when I didn't feel like doing so, and he was certainly my support throughout everything. It just seemed like we complemented each other well. When one of us was weak, the other was strong. And I think a lot of that was because we thought the other was the most important person in the world. And Steve even said our marriage worked because we each thought we were the lucky one. But, yes, I'm sorry. When I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1996, he instinctively knew what to say to me. He knew that my thoughts were concerns for what it would do to him and to our two sons. And to show you what he was like, he took my hand and said, "I love you and I will never leave you." Before he passed on, he also said, "Who knows how love continues?" And he promised to make contact with me if he could. And honestly, I think I received an answer to his question. About 2 weeks after he passed on, I smelled a scent, and it was very distinctive. It was associated with his stay in the hospital. And I can tell you it's not a scent I would have chosen, but it came at various times, and I could be in the living room, the kitchen, the bedroom, the garage. And I don't believe it was something that I conjured up in my mind, because I'm not a person who can think of a smell and then smell it. But I had no control over when it would occur, and it turned out that I needed a home that would be a little more handicap accessible. So about a year later, I was looking for townhomes or something with a homeowner association. And I looked all over my city, and then about a quarter of a mile, I looked at townhomes that my sons and my husband and I used to walk around when they were being built. And I wound up buying one of those. And so it was difficult to leave the home that we had built and been in for 26 years. But that first night, I was ready to crawl into bed in my new townhome. I pulled up the covers and I smelled the scent.
Wow, Vicki, that's incredible. You know, I think that the true love, like you're describing with your husband, that love never goes away, does it? You know?
No, I don't believe that it does. And I think that was Steve's way of telling me he moved with me.
Absolutely, and to let you know that everything was going to be okay. Well, you know, my next question, you know, certainly, you know, when we lose someone that is that important to us, you know, our whole life gets turned upside down, you know, and I know that you described to me when we were talking how much you guys just cherished the time that you had left. But, you know, after he did pass, though, can you share, you know, it was around the holidays. Can you tell that story for me?
Certainly. Well, Steve, of course, was unexpectedly diagnosed with cancer, and we didn't know that it was there, but it ruptured through his small intestine. And it was a good thing that Steve was someone who maintained a healthy lifestyle, because I don't think that he probably would have survived that otherwise. But certainly we battled that cancer for 2.5 years. And he did go into remission twice. Last time was for 2 months, and he was given a prognosis when we suddenly had explosive growth of living 3 months. And I had already retired about a month prior to that on my personal disability, just because of the stress affecting my MS. And we traveled wherever we might find a hope, and certainly it was a devastating experience. We had just basically a month and a half together instead of the 3 months. And I know that many people would agree with me. It doesn't matter what you've been told to prepare for. It's still impossible to be ready when it does happen. And I know you asked about that first holiday. And I can tell you, his loss was devastating. It was certainly the greatest tragedy of my life. And many people worried about me because of my MS, but I knew the real issue was the emotional loss. And so I had lost him in September, so that first Christmas I was still in shock, and the second Christmas I knew what was coming. So that was rather devastating again. And I actually was just in such despair one night. It was like early November. I could find no peace. I tried to read the Bible. I prayed. I listened to inspirational music, and nothing helped. And I decided to go to my computer and journal or write a letter to him, as I had many times before. And instead, I sat down and I began writing the first of 10 angel stories. I wrote for 3 solid hours, no idea where it was going or how it would end. And I didn't write short stories. In my business life, I wrote grants, I wrote explanatory manuals, I wrote a good customer care guide, and it was always something that was well thought out in advance before I sat down to write. And so it truly felt like this book was written through me rather than by me. And then over the next 6 to 7 weeks, I wrote 9 other stories, and they were all about individuals who were in need, just like I was, and prayed at Christmas time. And just like the first story, their prayers were answered either by an ethereal angel or a human given an angelic task to perform. And I was encouraged by family and friends to submit that to a publisher. I queried 4, sent it to 2, and they both offered contracts. And that was a bit surprising.
Well, you know, I've had a chance to actually, for all the listeners out there, to read, you know, the book that was generated out of that, The Angels Helping You to Cope with the Loss. It's called Christmas, a Season for Angels. And it was just, each story was just, you know, so wonderful. And, you know, and how, you know, I know you felt like those books were written sort of through you. How did that help you? I mean, I'm sure you will always miss him and all that, but how did that really help you to cope with the loss, you know, having?
Sure. Well, I think that honestly, writing those stories was God's way of giving me some peace and the comfort that I was seeking, especially that night. And since then, I've written many other angel stories. I think that writing it has brought the healing to me, because I could see the divine intervention working in each of my characters. And then I could see it in my own life. And I've even begun writing poetry, including a poem about angels. And I think it's easy to say that the writing has been a catharsis for me.
Well, and you have a special angel poem. Would you like to read that tonight?
I would love to read that. And again, these words just came to me. So it's different. For most writers, I think people know exactly what they're going to say. But sometimes when the words just come, I think it's written more through you than by you. This one I entitled Angels Near. Do angels truly abide with us and keep us safe from harm? Or are they just God's messengers whose tidings make hearts warm? When danger comes across our path, do their wings envelop us? Do they care about our human woes and forgive our lack of trust? Do they create a special joy by gladdening of our hearts and dry away our sad tears when love from us departs? Whatever role they may play, I believe they're heaven sent to be with us throughout our day until our lives are spent. I like that they watch over me and do God's will each day. It gives me peace and comfort that he sends them on my way.
Vicki, that is just lovely. Just lovely. Thank you so much for sharing that. And for being here, because I was so touched by your story. And, of course, this show is all about angels. So, of course, anything that has to do with angels I find especially wonderful. But before I let you go, because we do have limited time, mm-hmm. you've had 2 books that were written about angel experiences, but you have a new book coming out And I'd like you to mention that and how people can get a hold of you if they'd like to get the books.
Sure. Thank you. Well, the easiest way to reach me is through my website. It's VickiJulian.com, and I think you actually have that on your website as well. It's VickiJulian.com, and it has links to purchase both of my books and also a link giving an introduction to my next book, which is called Simple Things to Make This World a Better Place. And it's based on Hebrews 10:24, let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. There's also a link on my website to the free examiner articles that I write on Make a Difference. And if anyone is interested in purchasing the books, I am happy to pay the postage and the handling and the taxes. So it would just be the cost of the books. And if anyone is interested in both books, it would be just beneficial if they would drop me a note, and there is a way to contact me through the website, and I can offer a special discount when two books are purchased.
Well, thank you so much, Vicki, for being
thank
with us,
you.
And I highly recommend her books. They're just lovely stories, so I appreciate you spending a little time with me on the Angel Connection. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, Vicki.
Thank you so much, CJ.
You
and
too.
I hope the angels will surround you continually.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now.
Well, Vicki's just, I told you she was lovely, and it was so nice to have her on the show. And it looks like I've got some callers that I can squeeze in here. So I'd like to welcome Jermaine to the Angel Connection. Hello, Jermaine.
Hello. Hello.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's a fascinating story. It's a fascinating story I just heard about Miss Vicki.
Yes. How wonderful that the angels could help her during such an awful time.
Yes. I've 35 years of marriage. I'm hoping I can reach that goal as well.
Well, I'll send my prayer to that one, and myself included. So what can I do for you this evening,
yes.
Jermaine?
Yes, I would like an angel reading, and, you know, I'm something that's been kind of bothering me lately, a settlement that I'm going through, and I have a conference tonight, and I don't know if the conference is going to go well with this settlement. Did you tell me about that?
Okay. Well, you know, first of all, you do have a number of angels around you. One in particular really steps out at me, such a very powerful light. And this angel really has helped you, you know, with a number of things in your life. And she just calls herself your angel. And so I just want to acknowledge that she's with you, and she helps you to stay on the best path for you. You know, so if you ever get the, like, you're going down one direction and you maybe shouldn't, that kind of feeling when somebody sort of taps you, that's her. Okay.
Okay.
And your you know, the settlement conference, the energy around that, you know, I don't know if any big decisions are being made, but the angels want me to tell you to, you know, be patient. If things don't appear to be going, you know, very well, don't get upset. But I really think overall things are going to go the way that you would like them to. So I think part of it is just trying to trust in the process. I know it can be a difficult one if you're dealing with those kinds of situations.
Yes. And may I ask who my angel is? Do you have a name or the angel?
Oh, she just calls herself Angel, which is kind of interesting.
Wow.
So you have an angel named Angel. How's that?
may I ask, is she near my shoulder, or you said she's near my shoulder, or she just tapped?
Yeah, I see her near your left shoulder. And so, you know, if she's reaching out to you, you might feel, you know, a sensation actually on that shoulder. So if you ever feel that or feel that, you know, rush or even tingling, that would be her, definitely.
Okay. So you said the conference may work out tonight because I have it today, said.
Right. You know, yes.
Okay. Then.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Have a great day.
And God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, it looks like I have time for Cecily. Welcome to the Angel Connection.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
I've recently had a loss. I lost a baby. And I get periodically sad from time to time. And last night I attended a meditation. We're doing meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see her again. Prior to the loss, I was in a very stressful relationship with her father, and I would see her all the time. Like, I guess she was more of a guardian or a protection. I don't know what it was, but after her loss and we broke up, I seen less of her. And then last night, I seen her in a vision as I was closing out my vision for the first time. So I'm basically trying to figure out what the connection is. You know, I know that I have several guardian angels. The guardian angel that keeps coming to me is Ariel. But as of last night, met someone by the name of Enoch, which I never heard of in my life. And someone told me it was a Hebrew name. The baby's name was going to be Gila, which is joy in Hebrew. For some reason, I'm being drawn there and don't have a clue why.
Well, you know, there's quite a bit of connection to that. You know, I think that you are a fairly old soul. Enoch was actually a man that was taken to heaven by the angels, and so a lot of people have a strong connection to his energy. But let me talk about the child. What's very interesting to me is that I see her definitely around you. As the angel, and you have such a strong connection, and you've actually been her mother before.
Okay.
So I think in you know, loss is, and that's what we're talking about tonight, is so difficult to deal with. But
right.
Even beyond the physical, the two of you share such an intimate, you know, connection. And even though this didn't line up for her to come in and be your daughter, I think it's likely that she will eventually. And until then, I think she's just there with that beautiful, just perfectly pure divine light around you, because she cares for you so deeply and wants to, you know, wants you to be okay, and for the most part, just believe in you and continue to do those things for yourself, because you've had a lot of challenges in your life. A lot of people have made your life go in weird directions.
Right.
You already know that. I don't need to tell you that. But, you know, good for you for taking the steps, and I just see you moving into being able to really be more of your authentic self, living much more independently, not having to, you know, do things just because everybody wants you to do them. And I know that's a difficult transition when you're such a giver as you are.
Yeah.
But what I want to really just affirm, and the angels do too, and your, you know, your daughter and Ariel too, you know, this is a time that is much more about you. So just keep going, girl. You're gonna make it. It's gonna be wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Well, that was Cecily, and my hugs and prayers for her too. You know, it always just goes right by. That's all the time we have this evening. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Be sure to tune in to next week's show, where I welcome another special guest named Joy Peterson. We'll be discussing her book that was given to her by Archangel Michael. And after next week, I have a couple of teaching shows in May about navigating change and letting go of resistance, so don't miss those. Until then, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. Take care. I love you. Many blessings for the coming week.